from the book of Jeremiah. The Lord said this to me, "Go and buy a loincloth and put it around your waist, but do not dip it in water." And so, as the Lord had ordered, I bought a loincloth and put it round my waist. A second time the word of the Lord was spoken to me, "Take the loincloth that you have bought and are wearing around your waist. Up, go to the Euphrates and hide it in a hole in the rock." So I went and hid it near the Euphrates as the Lord had ordered me. Many days afterwards, the Lord said to me, "Get up and go to the Euphrates and fetch the loincloth I ordered you to hide there." So I went to the Euphrates and I searched, and I took the loincloth from the place where I had hidden it. The loincloth was spoilt good for nothing. Then the word of the Lord was addressed to me. "Thus says the Lord, in the same way I will spoil the arrogance of Judah and Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to listen to my words, who follow the dictates of their own hard hearts, who have followed alien gods and served them and worshipped them, let them become like this loincloth, good for nothing. For just as a loincloth clings to a man's waist, so I had intended the whole house of Judah to cling to me. It is the Lord who speaks, to be my people, my glory, my honor, and my boast. But they have not listened." And our gospel reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus put a parable before the crowds. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the biggest shrub of all and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and shelter in its branches." And he told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour till it was leavened all through." In all this, Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he would never speak to them except in parables. This was to fulfill the prophecy, "I will speak to you in parables and expound things hidden since the foundation of the world." Well, we have an interesting combination today. The memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, parents of Our Lady, and readings, quite extraordinary readings from Jeremiah, and then 2 parables from Jesus. And perhaps imagination might be the catchword for today's liturgy and a theme for our reflection from the readings. As I said, it's the memorial for Saints Joachim and Anne, who, according to tradition, were the parents of Mary. But we know very little about them, and it seems the early church also knew very little about them. According to the 2nd century proto-gospel of James, which is an apocryphal work, an angel announced the birth of Mary to Joachim and Anne, who were an aged and childless couple. But this looks like the author of the work was using parts of Luke's infancy narrative as a template to imaginatively construct a suitable picture of Joachim and Anne and a similar experience. And in a sense, what a fitting thing to do. Very appropriate that the mother and father of Mary should have been honoured by an angelic visitor of more or less equivalent rank to the great Gabriel who appears in Luke's Gospel. All we know about Joachim and Anne after is that they became popular in the Middle Ages, and Anne was made patroness of Brittany. And so to our biblical texts. They provide quite a challenge to our imagination in a different way. Can you imagine anyone doing today what Jeremiah is reported doing in our first reading? Using underwear as a visual aid to make a point about the intimacy of Israel's relationship with God? According to our text, God intended Israel to be as close to him as a loincloth is to one's skin. A loincloth being what was, for the ancient people, a piece of underwear. It's certainly an innovative and challenging way to think about one's relationship to God. And if you think this is a bit out of left field, then consider Isaiah chapter 20, which claims that the prophet walked around naked for 3 years as a sign. Or chapter 4 of the book of Ezekiel, where the prophet is told, according to the text, to lie on one side for 390 days and then another 40 days on his other side as a sign to Israel. It seems the prophets were prepared to go and believe themselves called by God to go to what we would regard as extremes in order to make a point and get people's attention. And perhaps we might say their signs are in turn a sign of how God will go to almost any lengths to get our attention and how inattentive we tend to be. Let's turn now to the Gospel and the parables. Jesus' two parables in our reading from Matthew invite listeners and readers, I think, to imagine and try to link the two images about the kingdom of heaven that initially looked to be rather different. The first parable about the kingdom of heaven being like a mustard seed that turns into a large bush and then a tree emphasizes visible transformation. The well-nigh invisible seed becomes a very visible bush, a very visible tree, such that birds see it and rush to take shelter there. In the second parable, by contrast, the very visible yeast that the woman takes disappears from view when it's thoroughly mixed in with flour. After all you see is the flour. But the yeast will have its effect during the cooking process, secretly transforming that flour into a wonderful loaf of bread. Perhaps the transforming power of the kingdom of heaven, the presence of God in our life, is what links these two parables. In the first one, the visible presence of the kingdom is what attracts those who are outside it to come and join it. In the second, the kingdom of heaven is something that enters into things and in a sense becomes invisible, hidden, but it transforms them from within as yeast transforms flour. So could we say that the kingdom of heaven, according to these parables, is something that is both outside of us and inside of us? Perhaps we might stretch our imagination a little further and say that once we have been transformed from within by the presence of God, then we can in turn become a visible presence of the kingdom that will hopefully attract others. It's a suggestion. No one explanation can, of course, do justice to the parables, just as no single parable can do justice to the mystery that is the kingdom of God. The different parables that Jesus preached provide us with different angles on the kingdom of heaven and different ways of approaching and imagining in some way how it affects our lives. So as our new week begins on this feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, good luck with your imagining.